learning Tuff Mem Bay, a very challenging simon, the rules of Taruvah Skarmitz, and I'd like to review just a few of the basic nekudais before we get into today's discussion, which will be on the second page of your handouts. A rule really that we have to know even before we start is that when we discuss Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzei, if somebody on Pesach is over on Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzei or not on certain foods, or is it only a Drabanan to own it, that discussion has really great implications because of the fact that Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzei is tied to the Knas that Chazal asserts Chametz Sha'avar Av HaPesach. Min HaTorah, Chametz after Pesach, even if it was in a Jew's possession on Pesach, and even if he didn't sell it, he didn't do anything, Min HaTorah, it's what day after Pesach? It's a Knas, the Rabbanan concept Chametz Sha'avar Av HaPesach. That Knas is tied to Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzei. If somebody was over on Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzei, that type of chametz, we can't say after Pesach. We're going to learn today that there's something called chametz nuksha, which is a drabanan type of chametz, which Chazal did not answer after Pesach. He's not over on Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzei, Pashtus. There's no knas. We're having a place looking around in Taz, but Lamaisa, there's no knas on chametz nuksha shavar lo Pesach.
Bal Yiroi is only kazayis. Bal Yiroi.
Well, you have to wait. That's Rabbi Akiva Gesafik. That's a pruta or kazayis. The yes.
This we did by your own most after the kinnah. How far does kinnah go? Most of the stuff that like what we now did is the fish is how far does it go?
Okay, there are. So let's talk for a couple of minutes just about the degree of the kinnah, how far the kinnah is. So we'll sort of sidetrack to that Indian, and then we'll come back to the Indian of Taruvah Chametz and the schnapps issues, which I hope to learn with you today. Schnapps issues are always good for the week of Purim, and it's very appropriate. You know, I have this thing that when you learn something, it always has to do with the Yom Tov. So punk here, the Chak Yaakov, the Shai Tshuva, bringing the whole schnapps issue appropriately enough for Sarah Purim. Huh? Yeah, I don't know if you had some schnapps for Purim, but it's a mini Yisrael to... the minute to drink schnapps on Purim comes because you makayim bior chametz anytime you destroy chametz within 30 days of Pesach, and it's clear that bior chametz you makayim by eating it too or drinking it. So on Purim it's 30 days before, you have to chapa rain to start immediately on bior chametz. That's why that's where the minute comes from, to drink schnapps on Pesach, for sure. But Mrs. Trich is Kavan, and the rice is Mrs. Kavan. So, okay. What was that? Kavan of Bitchila is good enough, I think. So let's talk about Chametz Sha'avar Av HaPesach, the Knas, and we'll get to the issue, the practical issues as well. There are two chumris that Chazal put into the knas. Normally a knas is Rabbanan, not as chamor. However, by chametz shavala Pesach, Chazal were, since it is a karis to have chametz, to eat chametz on Pesach, and not allowed to have chametz on Pesach, Chazal put two chumris in place in the knas. One chumra is that the knas applies even if you are mevatel the chametz, even if someone did bittel, that means that he said the kochamira v'chamira dika b'shusei is bottle. So now by saying that l'chayra he made that he's not over on Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotzei, afal pikein Chazal counted him anyway. It's a mechaber and some in tuf mem chesif hey chamit shenimsa b'beis Yisrael achar haPesach oser afal pisha bitloi. Chametz that you find after Pesach is also, even though you did bittel. Now most of us do mechira as well, but if you have a situation where a person did bittel and there was chametz, let's say in his bungalow up in the mountains, he didn't sell it. But he did bitl, and he meant it. He did a real bitl. He wasn't even bayir or bayir matzei. Afal pikein, there's a knas a chamish shavu la pesach. Even if you did bitl. Now that makar for that is Yerushalmi. Now pashtos that Yerushalmi contradicts our rule of the Bavli that if you're not over bayir or bayir matzei, there's no knas. So why should there be a knas if you did bitl? So the Rishayim answer, the Magen Avraham brings, Avagav the Le'avim min Atayra, Machim Mekomach Chayshina and Shia Arim Loi Meshe Bitloi Afal Pisha Loi Bitloi. That bitl is something that's totally in the heart. A person does bitl. So big deal, you do bitl on your crumbs, of course you move out to your crumbs, believe gum. But if your person is going to find significant chametz that's worth money, was the bitl a serious bitl in his heart? It's very hard to know. So therefore, this chashash applies. The Rabbanan asked that even if you did bitl, chametz shavu la pesach, bitl is inadequate, still there's a knas. That's the first chumrah. The second... Yeah, okay, if the bittul was belayv gomor, yes. We're afraid she'arim that her bittul
could come. Put down the front of the house and understand that he's bittul. It's locked in his bungalow.
Right, right. That's the issue. Technically, it is a bittul, but afal pikein chazal
l'chayim. All the other sheep besides bittul doesn't say the mishmur because you have a bittul because they be talking about the show. That's why we do mechira. We do.
That's why we don't rely on bittul in the first place. Here it's a bigger chiddush because there it's deraisis, so we don't rely on bittul. Here's a knas the rabbanon, and we still don't rely on the bittul. It's a bigger chiddush.
Why would the mentioned apply if he didn't know about it?
It's better or worse if he didn't know about it.
If he didn't know about it, he was a matzah.
He was not.
If he didn't know about it, and he was a matzah, so why would you think that he's modern to say that he was a matzah? He didn't know about it. He was a matzah, whatever he knew.
The question is, if it was a serious bittul. If you didn't know about it, I would question even more. When you do bitl, you think you're doing bitl on crumbs and little Cheerios all over the place. You don't think you're doing bitl on a couple of bottles of schnapps or maybe on something more significant. Maybe on something. We once had a situation where somebody who manufactures pasta, he shipped it, and he was sure he shipped it with enough time to get to the warehouse. And afterwards, he found out that there was a derailment. And the spaghetti was still his on Erev Pesach. It didn't get there. And
did the ownership take place from where?
No, he was responsible. If it didn't get there, he wasn't going to be paid for it. Now, fortunately, he found out Erev Pesach before the Mechira, and he was able to get it included in the Mechira, which cost him money also, because it ended up on Pesach going from there to the warehouse, and it was the guy's chametz at that point. The guy was entitled to the profit from it. But the question again is it a real bitl? Someone's mevatel. Then he finds out he had a trainload of I don't know how much it was worth. It could have been worth many tens of thousands of dollars, for all I know.
And
what? Why Chazal were not mistaken they have to do it in front of three? Because I think the Chaymer HaYisr gives an assumption that the Yid means it seriously. For a Yid doesn't want on chametz, and that Chaymer HaYisr makes it serious. I can't hear. You meant it seriously, but still, for Chametz Shavala Pesach, the guy's going to do Arama. He's going to end up doing a bitl b'peh, knowing that he could use it after Pesach. By making sure that he can't use it after Pesach, we make him, we make the person more serious in his dealing with the chametz. It's a chumrah. It's a real mechira. It's a technical
mechira.
It's a mechira. If you do a mechira without a lave, it's still a mechira. Mechira is a mechira. Mechira is Devarim Shabalev doesn't work by mechira. By bitl, Devarim Shabalev matter. They're not here. The second chumrah, this is one chumrah. The second chumrah is that the knas applies not only to a mezid or a shaygeg, but even to an aynes. Even if someone is totally guiltless in his failure to get rid of the chametz, afal pikein, we have a knas that we can't say chametz shavu la pesach afilu ba'aynes. Even if someone Tinik Shanishpa, doesn't even know he's Jewish, and he has Chomish Shavu'ot Pesach, so he's totally an Aynis. Afal Pikein, has a din of a knas of chamish arba la'pesach. Now the Mishnah Berurah does bring from the Aruch Lener that if it's an oynes gamor, that's different. What exactly constitutes an oynes gamor? In my experience, I've had one case where Rav Palm considered something an oynes gamor, and that is, one year it happened, it was a rav out of town who his mispalim made him a shliach to sell the chametz. He didn't personally sell the chametz, but he sent the shtarais into a rav here in Brooklyn, and that rav included his chametz in his mechira. The mail or the UPS came a day late, and the rav here was a shliach for all of his mispalim to sell chametz, and it arrived at the rav's house in Brooklyn. It was supposed to do the mechira for him on Pesach, and I don't know the parties involved, but Rav Palm after Pesach told me the shaylah came to him. What do we do now? It's chamish of a Pesach for a whole community, and this rav says, look, if you have to do it, you have to destroy it, but I'm going to lose my job. It's not going to go over well. So the question at that point was whether there's a knas of chamish of a Pesach. So we're going to see it Tziruf in a minute, but Rav Palm said that the Mispalim were an Einis Gomor. The concept to them, they went to the Rav and they sold the Chavit, they made the Rav a Shliach to sell the Chavit. The Rav was going to concept because he should have made sure that it got there, or he should have called it, if it got there, he should have made sure. So the Rav has to get rid of his Chavit. But the Rav felt that the Mispalim were Einis Gomor. And what? Yeah, okay, good. Yes. If you thought it was a chametz, that's not a Einis Gomor. No, you should have found that. Chasar and Yediyah is not a Einis Gomor. No. Yeah, that's a very nerve-wracking thing. If you find out the guy is really a Jew, I don't know. We had, with the shul up, we had Frank. We had a Spanish guy here.
I remember, yeah.
And he claimed to be a Jew. He claimed that his mother's Jewish. And I called his previous employer, a different shul, a Sephardic shul, and they said, yeah, that's why we fired him. Shabbos needed a guy, and so I mean, he obviously doesn't have much of a Yiddish cup. If here he came here, and he didn't tell me, but he was bragging to the boys over here that his mother's Jewish. So I tried.
They didn't tell him they fired him because he was Jewish.
Probably not. They can be taken to court. Imagine take a shul to court for being biased against a Jew. Why? It sounds like a guy in Shakaf, yeah, it's a regular dumb. But he said, I questioned him. He said that, I asked if he had any rights. He said there's a shul in Rhode Island where it's Providence, Rhode Island. He said there's a shul that has his father's or his grandfather's name on the seat, there, and he told me the name. So at that time we had someone in the shul that was in our shul who was in Providence in the yeshiva. I asked him which shul. He doesn't know the shul, but it's an Orthodox shul, and there's a bus stop right in front of it. So I called this guy. I told him, listen, this is a shot in the dark, but see if you can find the Orthodox shul with a bus stop. So he said, no problem, there are so many Orthodox shuls in Providence, but there's presently no Orthodox shul with a bus stop in front of it. So whether it's true or not, I don't know, but I certainly wasn't prepared to sell chametz to him. And the halacha is that if a person is muchzik to be a guy and he claims to be a Jew, he doesn't have a din of a yid, even allowed to feed him misur and biadayim. Seiklin achazakis, if someone's a cheskas guy, he's the cheskas guy, yeah.
In the case of the people that they decided to
that's why I say the shayla came to me afterwards. On Yom Tov, it's not so pashut. There's certainly no hetter misasik. Machlokes mekivegan to see this why, but there's no hetter misasik. And
is there a business?
I don't know. So that's what I want to say. I mentioned there are two chumris by chametz. One is that even if you do bittul, it's not good enough for chametz of Lada Pesach. And number two, that if you are an einis, the din still applies. There is a chak Yaakov later in Simitov Memches, And the Aruch HaShulchan says that these are two big chumras. U'machmar on each one separately, but not on the two chumras together. If you have someone who did bittul and was an aynis, then we don't count to him. Then there's no knas of chamish over Pesach because he did the two together. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Tshuva disagrees with this kula. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, no, they're both chumras, each one is a separate sif in Shulchan Aruch, we're machmer both. And again, the Chok Yaakov and the HaShulchan say, we're not machmer. We're going to get to soon an application of this. We will have Tzirufim to be able to be Megel.
Yeah. When a
Yid does Bittul, he says he's doing Bittul on, and he'll do Yadan V'lo Yadan. Now, this is all together sort of Hagdama, yeah. Well, Hefsa Meruba works when you have a Machloikis HaPoiskim, you can use Hefsa Meruba to be Samech on one Shita. But, so here it's a Machloikis Taka, so Chok Yaakov Doch HaShulchan HaMekum Kivegas Machmin. So Hefsa Meruba, it's a Drabon, and you can be Mekum. Well, here we had another Tziruf that he held that Einis Gomor anyway can be Mekum. Have some more is a reason to rely on a sheet. Have some more is not a heter by itself. It's a reason to.
In
Nantucha,
they get three people together,
they're
present, and they're
not scared of the Chumash.
Who? The Yeshivas
Chametz?
No, I think all the people who sell. And then, or maybe whole planet.
They do a hefker in front of three people.
No, the Bezdin makes.
Bezdin makes whose Chametz? Whoever made them a Shliach for Mechira?
Perhaps there is a
gun place
for
it. Gun Chayisrael. Wow. There's the first tshuva, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan's first tshuva. There's an interesting Rav Henkin, that was Rav Henkin's mini. There's a question. This is a sidetrack, but it's a fascinating issue. We know Zachin L'Adam Shalai B'Fanav. If someone's a schus for a person, he can do it without his knowledge. So there was Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan has his very first tshuva. He has three tshuvas for him. But one of the tshuvas for him, he has his very first tshuva, Simen Aleph. It's a gigantic arichos, so it could be a sefer for itself. Whether you can sell, or be mafkin, he doesn't talk about it. Whether I could sell to a guy a yitzchametz who didn't make me a shliach. He didn't make me a shliach. All right, practical terms, let's say you have a Jew who's in a coma, play a lane. He's in a coma, he still technically owns his chametz. Could we sell his chametz for him? People don't get out. Okay, people are now who are not able. Or really, for any Jew, I'll sell chametz for any Jew in the world because the concept of Zochem Adam Shalai B'Fanav. I'm sure it's a schus for him. He doesn't realize. So I'll do it anyway. What? No, Zochem Adam is even if you don't own. What? What you're saying really? There's a ktsais. That says zachin le adam shalai b'fanav, v'loi zachin me adam. You could do a schus to give someone something, but if taking away from him is a schus, then we don't do it. The ktsais has strong arguments for it. The halacha is positively, definitely not like this ktsais, because the ktsais himself says he's arguing with the Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchas Challah says if you walk into someone's house and they put up a dough, and the dough is going to turn sour. Sometimes a woman puts up a dough. And it happens often, you go out to the bus stop to pick up the kids, or you go out to shop, and you're going to come back in time. And you get delayed. And now if you let the chametz continue to rise, it's going to turn sour. So what you want to do is put it into the oven, braid it and put it into the oven. But challah wasn't separated yet. So Ramah says, you can separate challah for that person, because it's a schus. You take off a piece, you say, Zuchal. You're taking something of the other person's away from them and calling it challah, which I have to burn it. But on tzichia, just like the Truma Sadesh, and there are more passages this way, just like zochin le adam shalai b'fanav, zochin me adam, it could be taken away from a person. So, well, if you hold like the Truma Sadesh, you can make a bracha too. It's not an issue.
They took away the bracha to you. They couldn't take the challah.
You're making him lose the bracha. So that's why you can't do it. If it's not turning sour, you can't stop doing it. You have to him. It's a base of mishluchai. But where it's a skos gam, where you could do it, you could do zachin meyadim. And this is the psak of the Ramah. There's a shach in Hilchas Pinyan Aben, a similar thing about a boy who Loyalenu, a baby who's a yasim who doesn't have a father and mother. He's born. His father died. His mother died. You want to do Pinyan Aben for him? How do you do Pinyan Aben? So I can take my money and be paid to him. If I take my money, I'm cheating him the mitzvah. It's his mitzvah. So in Pinchas Pinyan Aben, there's the Kudus HaKesef that says you zeicher the money to him, and then you take it back from him and give it to the Kayim Pinyan Aben. You're taking from him. Zachin Meyadim. So therefore, there are those who say that you should be allowed to sell someone else's chametz b'liyadiyasai. Problem is, this makes the whole mechira a very big joke. You're going to sell everybody's chametz in the whole world. But Rav Henkin did do is by the mechira, he included in the mechira anybody who sold chametz through him last year, but neglected to make a mishleach this year. He included in the mechira. And this had to have zachin
meyadim. But this is something that I can't do mitzvah for him.
No, I'm talking about people, I'm talking about Mechira. Yeah.
So
just Mechira. What he's saying is, you do have to best and have I don't know. Interesting thing. Okay. Yeah. So there are two things. The question is if there's a din up a trupis. Trupis usually needs a minui bezdin. If people signed a power of attorney, so that in all likelihood has a din of minui apotropis. And what? No, he did it while before he went into a coma. Really, every person should sign the power of attorney form. Yeah, I think generally it's standard. If you go and fill out a will by a lawyer, he gives you a power of attorney form. Every human being, every person in America should have a power of attorney form. But that's how you do the mechira. Otherwise, you can do the mechira. All right, to get back to our issue. What I wanted to bring up, we can't learn the Chok Yaakov we're going to learn now without first knowing these rules of Chametz Shavuot and Pesach. Now, we also, I'd like to recap, I mentioned to you last week, the dinum of Taruvas Chametz. The mixture of Chametz, Ayoivan Ba'irah Ba'imatzei. So we discussed last week that there are four possible cases, the first two cases we discussed were mixtures of mim b'minai, mim b'einai minai. Mim b'minai is rare, mim b'minai is flour and flour, dough and dough, chametz sticker and non-chametz sticker, matzahs and matzahs. You have some matzahs Pesach thick and some matzahs that are not Pesach thick, and you can't discern one from the other, they're mixed together. Mim b'minai, we said, is batel b'raiv. It's an easy thing, batel b'raiv, and there's no din of chametz shavuot or Pesach. Now, everyone said, what do you mean? Chametz is b'mashahu. You're right. On Pesach, chametz is b'mashahu. But we're talking now before Pesach, chametz is batel b'raiv. Mim be'einai minai, what's the din? Well, mim be'einai minai normally needs shishim. However, I mentioned to you last week, we learned in the Magen Avraham, a machlaikis, if there's no kezayis b'kdei achilas pras, which is a mixture of about 1 and 8, you're not allowed to eat it. It's not batel, you're allowed to eat it. But you're not oivan b'ayirah b'ayimatzah according to the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah said that if it's a mixture of there's no kezayis with the echilas pras, then you're not oivan b'ayirah b'ayimatzah, and after Pesach it's mutter, which means that if you buy after Pesach products in a store that have a small amount of chametz in them, they have some flavoring, malt flavoring, or something that has a small amount of chametz in them, there's no issue of chametz of Avraham Pesach according to the Magen Mishnah, as long as it's less than the kezayis b'kdei achilas pras. The Kesef Mishnah disagreed, and what? Even Avidul Taima, right? Bittul b'shishim slay Avidul Taima, there'll be no shaila. Here it was saying if it's bottle and there's no bayur bayimatzei, then there's no knas. The Mechaber didn't hold this way. The Mechaber of the Kesef Mishnah held Taruvas Chametz over and above Mishum Bayo Bayimatze. He didn't say a shear of Kezayis with the Achilas Pras. However, it remains a Machlaikis. As I told you, Pesach, most Machlaikis in Machmir, but, and here also, but it'll be a Tziruf to our discussion that we're going to go into now. Right, on the second page, the Chak Yaakov brings a shayla. Long shayla, a long tshuva. Can't learn all of it inside, but we're going to try to get the flavor of it inside. Shaila. Let's see the Shaila. See, it says Hashaila. Acha Shaalti Vaisay Avakesh. That's why Jews wrote, you know, they wrote the biblical language. Mimalosai Demar Lashiveni Amaisa Shaboli Yadi. Vaisi Bibdinis Ashkenaz. Yashalti. I was just the following Shaila. Aruve Shahayalai Yayin. Yain Sraf Hana Schnaps Hanasa Mishmarim Shal Sheikhar Sairim. This schnapps was made from Shmarim Shal Sheikhar Sairim, from the pieces, the sediment of a beer that was made from barley. I don't know how you make beer. I don't know if we make it the way they made it. But after they made the beer, there were sediments on the bottom. They took out those sediments and used that to create schnapps. V'shachach malimkar kaidem ha-Pesach. And before Pesach, this individual forgot to sell it. U'b'saych ha-mayed husker shaloi machray. And in the middle of Yantif, he remembered that he didn't sell it. V'ayayin tzraf hoya be-beis akum. She yisrael anal hoya le-cheder be-bayis ha-akum. He had a storage room that he rented in the house, or in the building of a guy, and it was there. V'nishalti ma-dinay shal yayin tzraf Shehu hefsid meruba la'erech shnei meyais ruble or root, whatever that is. What do we do now? The shayla apparently was asked after Pesach. Does it have a din of chomet she'avar alav ha-Pesach? Ulefihine lefum riata, at first glance, who didn't poshut lasar, dehav alay chomet she'avar alav ha-Pesach, v'tzarech levayar, chomet that Pesach passed, you have to destroy it, madet nambik amarad af membeis, Elu Ibrim de Pesach, Kutach Ababli, Bishekhar Amodai. It says, Beferish beer is one of the things that you're Ivar, Pirish Rashi. Elu Ibrim Bayu Albani Matsai, the Chem Pirish Riva. So this is his Shaila, what to do with this case of Chamash Rav Alav Pesach.
Now,
okay, you're jumping. Good, good. Let me tell you the Shaila's Tzedadeh Heta, and it's just a little hard to go through the Lashonis straight through. I will start from the end. We get to it. Let me just tell you, he was mitzaref four possible tzerufim to be mekel. One, the person did a bittel. He did do a bittel on his chametz. His mevatel chametz. And now I just told you a minute ago that we're machmir on bittul alone. That's one of the two chumras of Chamash Avol of a Pesach, that bittul is inadequate. The Shoyl suggested, why are we machmir on not having bittul alone? Because of the fact, the chayshish, the person will eat it anyway. Even mevat, we have to bedika, you might bump into it and eat it. He says, that's if it's in a base Yisrael. If it's in a base guy, so there's no chashash I'm going to come into contact with it. So maybe for that reason, we should be allowed to be mekel. That's one side that he has. The second, which is not listed in the Lashon Shaila, but in the Tshuva, you see the Shoyl held that even though we pass in the second Chumrah, that we can't say even a person is a Shaygeg or an Inus, but in this case, he says maybe where we have both together, he's a Shaygeg and he did Bittul. So maybe here we could be Mekel on Chomish Avol HaPesach, because as I mentioned before, we're not Machmer the two Chumras together. Now, yeah, I don't, that issue of it, that part of it, I don't know how to answer, because that's not, he doesn't address it here. He forgot about it.
Yeah,
Bittul works. You say Beferish, the Adano, the Lay Adano. You say Beferish in the Bittul.
The small amount, the small amount of
The question is, did he really mean it?
Yeah.
Isn't that halacha yid? He doesn't want to be over on his by or by himself. Of course he means it. What? The whole thing is that is. That's what he's saying. But the problem is, we can't say red to you in Simon Tov Mem Ches that we can't say him anyway. He wants it after Pesach. He wants it on Pesach. If you tell him it's awesome, it's awesome. What's he going to do? Is he going to throw it out?
We know that if he had known, he wouldn't have been
mevatel. Because he would have sold it. But if he knew that it wasn't sold, and the only way to not be over is to mevatel, he would have been mevatel. To be gitzar, I don't know what he would have done, but. What? The real chiluk is this is less of a shayeg. Here, he really should have remembered it. Here, he should have known about it. In the train case, the train was supposed to come on time. It got derailed. Something happened. But here, he should have known about it. He had schnapps in the storage room. He just didn't think about it. It's worse here, yeah. His third time to be mitzarif is that there's no kezayis b'kdei achilas pras in schnapps. There's no kezayis of chametz b'kdei achilas pras in schnapps. And therefore, that should be mutter. Now that, again, is not the Iker HaHalacha, because it's Avid L'Taim, it gives taste, but it's a Tziruf, the Magen Mishnah. And his fourth issue is he says these things are made from Shmarim of Shechar, the sediment of the beer. The sediment is really Kiyua Ba'alma, it's not really Lachila, it doesn't taste good, and it has no Chashivas. And maybe the fact that it's a sediment should be a heter. He compares it, we find by a nazir, shmarei yayin, that the sediment on the bottom doesn't have a din of yayin, even though it has a din of zogim, and which are also anyway. But he says, we find by yayin nesach, he says, we find such a concept, that the sediment on the bottom doesn't have a din of yayin nesach. So memela, the same thing here, the sediment on the bottom of the beer, maybe it shouldn't have a din, and therefore... Well, the beer was made from the wine was made from the shmarim, so it was made from something which is not really have a.
Why wouldn't he?
So on the shmarim it'll help, but now what about the wine that was made, the schnapps that was made from the shmarim, since it was made from shmarim? Those are basically the four. Right, that's what he writes in his answer. Okay, let's just look at the end of the Shaila, which is in the second column. Try the last, let's say, six lines. Even though if you give your chametz as a pekudin to a guy, the yid is still over. Shani hacha, shebitul chemtzei. The second column, where the Shaila ends before the word tshuva, six lines up before that. Six and a tiny line. Yeah. There's a dot there. I chose some of the dot. What? Yisrael is the first one in the line. Here, first of all, he did bitl. And second of all, what is the schnapps? It's not the chametz. It's kiyur bi'alma. It's just a small amount of taste somehow from the chametz. Chen hoy niralim kol ha'alan tami la'tirei b'hanoah koponim. Timatei after Pesach at least b'hanoah. V'acha kach herali chocham echad shuvas maharam meititkin and it festus b'ray seder seder nashim le'rivsal shom nema le'iser bein anasim et fuach hamutza ayanasim mishmari sheichar. And there he holds that schnapps that's made from shmari sheichar is real chametz. There he was saimech that lechatchila you're allowed to hold the chametz in your house because he held that schnapps doesn't have a din chametz. Benida didan hayadaver b'shaygeg. Vayd shalai haya b'beis Yisrael. Lechay nerali shul mutter. Lechay nehiskim imi arav agadol Reb Shmuel abad dekal kedisha firda. So that's his shaila. So his tshuva touches on most of these issues, except the Shaygeg issue. He seems to ignore to make it legitimate to call a man a Shaygeg. He forgot he's got a warehouse full of schnapps, especially to have some rubies caving, and I forgot about it. So he doesn't even really, I went through a lush, I didn't notice that he deals with the question of whether he's a Shaygeg. However, the Chok Yaakov is Machmir, and the issues of which he's Machmir, really, one is the main one that I wanted to bring up, but let me go through them. First of all, about Beis Yisrael, about being in a Beis Akum, that there's Chametz, there's no Chashash Shal Chametz, the contact with it, it's in a guy's house, not in my house. The Chok Yaakov holds that if you rent storage place by someone, that's Beis Yisrael. Even though the logic is true, I'm not going to come into contact with it. I'm walking around my house. I'm going to come into contact with things in my house, not there. But it doesn't matter. That's Beis Yisrael, if you rent storage place. And that kula that he wanted to say, that the knas shouldn't apply because he did bidl, and if you're worried he'll come into contact, he won't come into contact. He says that's Beis Yisrael, and that he knocks off. As far as his heter of it not being Kazayis Mekdechilas Pras, this is already a big issue. The status of schnapps, it's a tremendous machlaikis that goes through the diaries for at least Yeshua was what, 400 years ago? Less than that. It goes back a long time. The status of schnapps being chametz gomor, or what some call zeyas chametz. That's an issue. The Chok Yaakov here takes strong exception to the whole concept that schnapps is taruvas chametz. He says schnapps is chametz gomor. The way schnapps is made does not. What he calls it is the tamtzis hashechar. It's the essence of the shechar. I think if you talk to somebody who's familiar with the way it's made, I'm not going to go into. Not familiar enough, but basically distilling really takes molecules of sugar out of whatever it is you're distilling and turns it into alcohol, and when you distill it, that's basically what happens. Alcohol has a lower evaporation temperature than water, and therefore the alcohol evaporates, and those little pipes you always see on those, you see all the prohibition machines that have all these pipes, those pipes are just meant to take the evaporated vapors and separate them, that's the alcohol, and to create alcohol from it. They're actually from molecules of chametz mamish, and therefore the opinion of the Chok Yaakov is that has a din of chametz gomor. The Aruch HaShulchan right here in Tafman Beis of Kat Chaf is very strong about it. He says, Aruch HaShulchan says, even if there would be no din of tam keiker, even if the Torah would only ask for eating plain chametz, and there would be no din of blias chametz in the whole Torah, there would be no din of tam keiker, afal pi kein schnapps, he says, would have a din of chametz and of chametz gomor. He maintains that schnapps is mamish chametz. The Mishnah Berurah here at the beginning of the siman, it's a cut in days, writes regarding schnapps, yain tzraf hanasa mechamisha minei dagan iskimu ha'achrayinim da'av chametz gomor v'garim et haruv es chametz. Now, how you measure kazayis mechilas pras, I have no clue. How do you measure in schnapps kazayis mechilas pras? But he says, "Habachametz gomer, gomer taruvas chametz va'ayim b'chok Yaakov." He tells you to look here. Do adinim nasa mishmarei sheicha. But the same thing, schnapps, even if it's made not from edible chametz, but from residue from another processing of chametz, afal pikein, it's chametz gomer. Now, the alcohol content in it is proof. Is it? I don't know either. I don't know how you measure it for Karis. I'm clueless as to how you measure it. Chametz Gomor. Is it Chatzi Shir Shir? I don't know how to measure the Shir. But he says it's Chametz Gomor. Maybe it would be a Revius. Maybe it would be a Revius. A Revius of the Chametz Shabbai. I don't know, there's water there, whatever else. What? Of whatever came out of the whatever came out of the barley, whatever came out, maybe it's a reverse of that. What? The bottle has other ingredients in it. I don't know if it's a reverse of the final product, because there is taruvis. It's just that the chametz is, if you consider whatever is distilled to be chametz gomor, there's a kazayas techeras pras. Question is, how do you measure it? There are also some other ingredients there, so I don't know if it's reviyas, but...
When you plant chametz, wheat is called up no wheat, so...
Okay, good. Now, the thing is that this does not mean that it's not an issue. If you look at the Shaarei Teshuva, he brings here a list of Maror Mekayimus. The Shaarei Teshuva actually starts, I think, on page 1 of your handouts, but it's basically a list of Maror Mekayimus, the Indian of Schnapps. And Gimel, the bottom on the side one, it's basically a list. I'm behetiv. I'm shashus chacham tzvi. Shekazes shayin sraf anasim emolts. Osid var teira. Ashen ishtan. That's Shaarei Teshuva on the first side. Ashen ishtan etam emolts. Bekobakay. Kivat sheikray shalam emolts. Lasais ayayin sraf. Havelik a peiris afutzim ba'oich and roin lachila kishehem chayim. He's addressing now the fourth issue. With the Matya wanted to say that when it was shmarim, it wasn't roi lachila. So now you make it into schnapps. It should also have a din of any roi lachila. He says no. It's like peiris full ice at the bottom. Havelik a peiris afutzim ba'oich shem roin lachila kishehem chayim. You have fruit that's not edible, it falls apart, old apple, nobody would eat it. Yet if you cook it with water, or you devash with sugar, or you make applesauce, it's considered to be apples. So he says the same ayin sham. So he says the same thing here. Now we are going to next week in Sif Beis discuss this concept. If something becomes spoiled, not roi lachila, and you render it back roi lachila, so that's the base that we're going to get to. But he's saying that's oser. He's only saying in the case which is oimid for that. But he's saying in that case, in the schnapps case, it's oser. So that's the chacham tzi. Ubepnei Yeshua, b'kutchesachra in l'kiddushin be'in chadash herich b'zeh. Now, Pnei Yeshua is really the one who's noita l'kula. That schnapps does not have a din of chametz, as a din of zeyas chametz. Chashol, we wouldn't eat it, but if there's no bali ra, bali matzeh on zeyas chametz, that's the grandfather of Bnei Yeshua, I think. Machmas, you don't have the continuation, it's not on the next page, it's 2 pages later. He doesn't like the heter that it's Zeyah Ba'alma, B'Zeyah Ber Yaakov, Herach, Lisa Velitin, and Chaveirav. He didn't want to be machriya. Rabbi Yehuda holds it to suffik. The idea is that it's the status of schnapps is a big machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda seems still like a lakula, but he's remains in a suffik. The Peshua and the beginning of Shloiba Meikel, the Chacham Tzvi and the Chok Yaakov. And our Chashulchan, the Mishnah Berurah means a list of machmirim on the status of schnapps, and the decedent of Makar Chayim is machmir on schnapps that is a din of real chametz. That's the Chok Yaakov's psak, and for that reason, he's not maskim to be makel to be matted the schnapps even by hana. He says you have to get rid of it. It is nageya. Many people, when it comes to selling chametz, there are many people who don't like to sell chametz ban. The chumra they have, they want to sell chametz ban. Why? Because maybe, you know, you're doing bittul, you're doing mechira. It's a chumra, Pesach v'machmir. Maybe the mechira is a harama, maybe the mechira is no good. So they sell things that are, they don't sell things that are chametz ban. The question becomes, what about schnapps? What about schnapps? You know, bottles of schnapps. Do you want to sell bottles of schnapps? So the minig ha'olam of I can't say ha'olam, the whole world, probably people who don't sell schnapps, but the minig ha'olam is that when it comes to schnapps, they're more makel, even though pretzels and crackers they wouldn't sell, and spaghetti they wouldn't sell, but they have schnapps, the schnapps that they do include in the machine. What is the reason that people are more makel on schnapps than on other things? It's because of this tziruf of the Pnei Yeshua at the beginning of Shleima, of being Zeya Ba'alma, that it's not Bayura Bayimatze. It's expensive also. Okay, Shnaps also expensive. There's always an Eitz, you can drink it before and buy more after. That's such a big deal. So I personally never have Shnaps in my house, except for a few hours on Purim. I personally don't like Shnaps. I don't, we have, which Jewish house doesn't have Shnaps? I don't know. What? And Schnapps people bring. I don't buy Schnapps. I don't buy Schnapps. People bring Schnapps and yeah. So I don't like to use things without a hechsher anyway. But anyway, the so I personally don't have Schnapps. I realized the year after my father's patira that I own Schnapps. Because technically, he had Schnapps at his house. You know, he has Russian roots. He used to, you know, for sleep at night. He took a shot. He took some Schnapps. So I realized that I really do own Schnapps. So I whatever I did to take care of it. What? No. I took care of it. The I don't know if you can, anyway, therefore there are some people who don't. Now it's interesting that even though it is a tziruf, and Rav Pam held that way, that even if you makbar al chametz ben, you don't have to be makbar on Schnapps. Pam said you don't even have to be makbar on taruvis, if the taruvis is less than a kazayis de'achilas pras. You could also be makel ketchup, mustard, these things have some chametz in them, but less than kazayis in the bottle, less than kazayis de'achilas pras, no bayir or bayir matzai. So Rav Pam held that a person could be makel. But nevertheless, that does not mean that it's an ikar adin that Schnapps doesn't have a din chametz. The ikar adin is that Schnapps is chametz gavur. Just, it's the mechira, it's a good mechira. So at the chumra, you don't have to be wary of holding it in the including it. Now, there's what don't want, people don't rely on the mechira. So they don't want to buy chametz in a Jewish store where the Jew relied on the Heta Mechira. So you're going into any Jewish store. What's a Jewish store supposed to do? They cover the Chametz. They have Chametz. They sell it to a guy. So there are people who are Mahader. And then they call me and they say, you know, does he rely on the Heta Mechira? Does he rely on the Heta Mechira? You know. They're this and the Schnapps have the same thing. So they go Dafka to buy by Goyim. So why does it bother me? First of all, why does Chametz Shavuot on Pesach? It's a Derabbanan. It's a knas. We punish a person. Now here, you have a person. He goes to Rav Moshe, Erev Pesach. He says, Rav Moshe, I have a superbaka. What do? So Rav Moshe says, here, do this. I'll sell it for you. So now we're going to counsel him. You know, he goes to the Gadol Hadar. And the Gadol Hadar is the sadrit for him. So you're afraid. Let's say it is a harama, the whole thing. But there's a knas on such a person. We're going to counsel a person who went to the Gadol Hadar and he told him what to do and he did it. The whole idea of Chomesh Ovel of the Pesach canceling a person who did what 100% or 99% of Rabbanim in the world do, it's like a mind-boggling thing. Now, on the other hand, buying by a Yid is a deraisa, as opposed to buying by a guy. To buy by Yidin and not buy by Goyim, the Ramah says, is a mitzvah deraisa, v'chzakta buy. To dafka buy by Yidin and not to buy by Goyim. So this whole idea, it bothers me. People call me, and then they want to be machmer on taruvis chametz. It's on schnapps also. They're gonna be machmer. This whole halach yelech. It's like a chumrah taken. Like, well, you want to be machmer for yourself. You don't sell chametz ben. I don't sell chametz ben either. So you want to be machmer? Be machmer. Rabbi Shagrada said that no Rav should get up and announce to people, it's good to be machmir. Gevi Shabbos and Gold Rush, it's good to be machmir, that's still Chavis Ben. What's going to happen? I'm going to go to the Goyer of Pesach with sheets, lists of people. He's got 10 crumbs and he's got 20 crumbs. The whole Mechira is crumbs. Everyone's not going to sell Chavis Ben. You know, so it's one thing if you have real Chavis, you're selling them real Chavis. So including the Mechira is all Chavis. It's a package deal. There are crumbs, it's included. There's whatever it is included. Fine, it's a package deal. But you're going to sell, Rabbi Isha said, you're going to sell only crumbs. That's what Mechira's going to be, only crumbs. So, he didn't like this idea. What? All the stores are selling chametz gamma, 100%. And not every rabbi is selling for stores. It's, but Yes.
No,
by Kiddush,
the
Tzad has
the
Shita
that he
shiur
can drink his
Kiddush.
By
Rabbi
Matzah,
I don't think it would have anything
to do with that.
No, sorry. Okay. What? What's the difference that I'm achmer for myself and I buy in stores? That you're asking? Because myself, I'm achmer to deraisa on Pesach having chametz. The stores, I make after Pesach to buy from them. After Pesach, it's a derabbanan. Now, next week we're going to get to the din of spoiled chametz. I just want to tell you a suffix I have. I don't know Lemaisa. Someone called me a couple of years ago. He has an appliance store. He has a chametz shaila. What's his chametz shaila? An appliance store. He has pasta makers, and they come with packages of flour, plain flour. There's no water in the flour. It's plain flour. So he asked me, is the flour, does it have a din chametz? So Shulchan Aruch, it says, you'll shock people, you'll show them. Shulchan Aruch, it says that you're allowed to go to a guy and buy flour from him to make matzahs. It says much more. It says you can buy matzahs by a guy on Pesach. If the guy takes flour and he bakes it within 18 minutes, you could just buy it from him. There's no problem. You only need lishma for thing, and you don't need lishma here. All right. Anyway, I'm not telling you that, Lamaisa. The flour. So I called the flour mill that Risen's Bakery buys from, and I asked them what their procedure is. I can't imagine they put water into flour; it's going to become all gooky, right? It's going to become glue. So I asked them what's the procedure from the time the kernel is cut until it turns into flour. I asked them, so they connected me to somebody who described the procedure. What they do. Believe it or not, they don't do wind shoveling. Even though you learned the Gemara Zayra LeRuach, they don't have shovels and throw it to the wind and let the wind blow it. How do they separate the chaff? I don't think they have the animals walking on it either. After they crush it, they have a mixture of chaff and kernels. How do they separate it? So he said they throw it into big basins of water. The chaff rises, the kernels settle, and they skim off the chaff, they let out the water. And then the kernels, they have to dry first, and once they dry, they put them into the mill. So, hayais, that the kernels came into contact with water, especially the kernels are pressed by rollers beforehand. A kernel of wheat that has a crack in it that gets wet, has, I don't know if it's called a chash chametz or a din chametz, I'm not sure. Shulchan Aruch says you treat it like chametz. So therefore I told him that the flour should have a din of chametz gamor, and therefore you should get rid of it. So therefore you should sell it with the guy. So that's why I've been telling people all along that any flour has a din chametz gamor here. I can't say every mill does it this way. I assume that's basically done the same. Now, in learning Simon Tov Mem Beis, I'll tell you what I started to be misupik. I realized at the time as well that I say Abachmer Chametz Be'en that Hayois, technically I'm a part owner in my father's bakery. Them Makbid and many Elchiyin Makbid Dafka who have businesses to buy a lot of chametz before Pesach to make sure that the chametz is sold on Pesach. It shouldn't be one of the mills was owned for an extended period of time by Israeli Yidden who were not from Yidden, and they did not sell their chametz, and they had flour, and I remember my father used to go for many years. He used to go down to the warehouse. He didn't want to have flour stays a long time, so he used to go before Pesach with a worker, and they used to stamp piles and piles of bags of chametz with a stamper so that he could buy it. He didn't have room in the bakery for this chametz, but he bought it from the Yid before Pesach, and he sold it in turn to a guy. So I remember going with him into a stamper store near my house on 18th Avenue. My father went and he said he needs a stamper. So he said, what should it say? So I said, I don't care what it says. Just give me any stamper you have in the garbage. So what are you talking about? She pulled out a stamper. It was like a big C or something like a magnet-shaped C. He says, you want this? Yeah. So my father took it. He said, what do you need this? My father needed it to go down to the thing and to stamp all the beers of chametz. He didn't really care what it said on. He just needed a siman on it. So what? Sifah chametz, yeah. So, so it was a... the codes can identify, okay. But what I started to be misupik now, and I'm not sure what the answer is, that maybe it's not really a problem. Because we learned that mim b'minai, taruvis chametz is batel b'roiv before Pesach. Bottle beroy before Pesach. Now our Pesach it's also b'mashu we need it, but as far as bittul is bottle beroy before Pesach. Now question is, how do we look at kernels of wheat that were soaked in water? Do we call it vade chametz, or do we call it safek chametz? Now if it's a whole kernel, I don't even think there's a din of safek chametz. If it's a cracked kernel, I don't know how many kernels are cracked. They go through rollers. Even though let's say roiv they are cracked. Is that vadei chametz because they get wet? It's very hard to know because we don't have a scientific definition of chametz. So now, if roiv of the kernels you'll accept are not chametz, and only miyata chametz, when they make it into flour, the halach is kemach bekemach is batel lach balach, it's batel b'roiv, and it's mim b'minai. So it may well be that the flour that we have does not have a din of chametz. And certainly there's no Bayer or Bayer Matzos, but there's no Kdas, Lachar Pesach, which would be a nice Levin Tchus. What? The Makabekis are Shomer B'Shas Ktsira. They, I don't know how they separate it, but I guarantee you no water comes into contact with it. So, yes. When they bleach, I don't know, I don't remember. I don't remember what the process is. Okay, at any rate, this is the beginning of Taruvus Chametz. Next week we'll go to Sif Beis, the Dinam of Chametz Sheifshah. Yeah, Purim night, again, everyone's invited Thursday night, after 9:30 to my home for Simchas Purim. I did it last night already. Jack, I get the tape.
By the time I get the tape, it's too late.
Muncie, they're a year behind.
Oh, stop.
Late.
Yeah, okay.
Late.
All right.